Welcome to the Super Smash Stories. Episode 1.
Who the fuck are you?
You know, I be probably smacked. Whoa, sipping on the yak. Whoa, sipping on the yak. No, I been sipping on the vodka, coconut, Amsterdam shit. Yo, and I be really in this bitch. No, if I ain't really in this bitch, then I'm really in the bitch with her tit out. I'm talking two of them things. She got her tits out like the drop top Benz. It ain't no top though. That's a drop top Benz. I'm in the front, ho, in the passenger seat. You gotta drive, cause I'm fucked up and I'm feeling high. And the nigga really out his motherfucking mind. And if a nigga try, I might motherfucking die. Cause I'ma pull that thing out and I'ma blast. Let it fly. You heard me? Yeah, and nigga, if you didn't hear me, I'ma say it motherfucking clearly. If you jump up, punks get jumped up to beat down. I mean, them niggas get jumped and get beat down. Whole lot of niggas. It's like 24 feet stomping on the nigga. He like, hold up, I ain't even see the niggas. I'm like, hold up, you can't even believe this nigga. Whoa, but they can't believe. Can't believe that I'm in my bag. Whoa, they can't believe that I got this swag. No, they can't believe about the fucking flavor. And that bitch suck me now or later.
All right. So let's get into it then.
Now
we're gonna go with Anchor App. So tonight we're gonna talk about women or the females or anything when it comes to the such.
Don't get offended.
Right, don't get offended. It may be about you, but it's not about you. Cause y'all ultimately, bitches, when it comes down to
if
it.
If the shoe fits.
Wear it, because y'all bitches be tripping. And that's just facts. I'm just going to say what the fuck it is. Like, bitches be in a bag for no fucking reason. But at the same time, we love y'all hoes. Can I say that?
Yeah. Oh, you most definitely can.
We love y'all hoes. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, I'm going to talk about how I love this one bitch, right? I love her to death. You know what I'm saying? I wish the bitch was still mine. She hooked up with some other nigga from out of town or whatever. I don't really know the specifics of the specifics. But at the same time, my nigga Matt, you know the bitch. We was just talking about the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Which one?
The bitch. I'm gonna
with
say
the long hair.
The long hair, brown hair, down to the crack.
Thank you for the long hair.
Right.
Down to the crack.
Down to the crack.
She was the current reason
that I rap. She was the current reason at the moment, right? So, I'm gonna tell like this. Like, I had so much fun with this bitch from a young boy. Like, I knew her when I was like 14, 15. And I met her at the mall and I wasn't playing silver ball.
Unforgivable.
but no lie, like, I met at the mall, right? At the time, I was, like, selling a little coke. Y'all can't book me for that, so shut the fuck up. So I was selling a lot of coke at the time. I was 14, turning 15. I was in the white neighborhood. First time I ever been in the white neighborhood, which was beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Because they bought a lot of cocaine. So, boom, I meet this bitch at the mall.
So, boom.
No, boom. All right, hold on. I'll write this girl. Oh, this motherfucker not gonna like. God damn me, damn. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm strapped.
You got multiple on that.
So I meet this bitch at the mall, right? I see her. She with a bunch of other young girls. Like I said, I'm like 14, turning 15, whatever. Actually, I'm lying. I think I was 15. Because I had just moved in with my foster mom and shit that summer.
You still in love with some girl from when you was 15?
Yeah.
Bro.
Bro, she was bad. No bullshit, she was bad.
No bullshit. You love
her. She was bad.
Bad bitch.
No bullshit, she was bad, but...
You need to get therapy,
dude. I feel like... I feel like when your man's got that good-looking girl, you gotta put the horse blinders on real quick.
Yeah, it's like, fuck all that shit.
Grab him by the shirt. Bro.
Not only...
Look at her. You can't go out like that.
Yeah, like not only was she bad, but she was like... Why she really fucking with a nigga. I remember... This time, right, I brought her to my crib, right? Like I said, I was in a foster home. And I didn't know that my foster mom was like low-key racist. She was black, but she was low-key racist about white people because she had been through some shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She was like 60 at the time. I thought she was 30. I didn't even know. Like, the bitch looked good. Excuse me, Miss Sarah. I love you.
Man, I love you.
But yeah, so I bring over one day or whatever, and she like, excuse me, what's going on here? You can't have her in here. And I'm like, what? So that was crazy. But when she found out that the shorty was white, the bitch used to send me her panties in the mail.
What?
I'm 15, nigga. I'm getting panties in the mail.
Bro, that was before girls made money off of getting
nigga. I'm getting panties in the mail. Like, she was real, bro.
What kind of drawers
were they? I mean, thong, lacy joints, smelling like pussy. Good pussy. Fresh pussy. Like, she just sprayed that shit with perfume and put it on the
While we're on the subject of inequality.
On a pussy.
On a pussy.
That must be some strong shit that she sent through the mail.
Listen, I was on some pervert shit. I didn't even know how.
I didn't even
know how it was perverted back then because, you know, I was young.
Did you get it in a box?
No, she sent it in an envelope with a letter. And shit like that. Like, she would say,
here's my pussy.
She would say some sweet shit and all that, and I'd be in the crib reading the letter, smelling the panties.
that's a lot of shit. I ain't never been.
With a hand in your pants.
So this was,
at 15, nigga.
So this is where all your problems started.
Maybe.
Yo, my mom talk about fucking, like, look, young and fucking sex situations. My mom found my boner jams.
That's a boner jams?
What is boner jams?
That was my mixtape.
Oh, OBHS. No.
But
she found the boner jams?
She found my boner jams, and then she put it in downstairs in, like, the family VCR.
Oh, no!
She goes,
VCR is a tape for people.
Right.
Y'all don't know what VCR is.
Shout out to SK31. You know who you are for the boner jams. My mans. Thank you for that.
Right.
But anyway, shout out to SK31. So he hooked me up with these boner jams. And my mom was like, I got home from school, getting ready to get it. I go into my bed. Boner jams ain't there.
Boner jams.
So I walk down that. I walk back downstairs.
Ooh.
And my mom's looking at me. She goes,
ready to jerk hard.
Right.
Hard. This nigga done had classroom boners all day.
Right. I'm walking down the hallway. Down the hallway with my books over my crotch. I'm just trying to get to seventh period. Like, I'm just trying to make it through the day type.
Nigga got a 5-star covering his dick.
So I'm getting ready, you know. I pull the blanket over my lap.
It can't be. You can't use the single note, too. It's got to be at least 4 subjects.
Five subjects.
Yeah, right. Keep that shit down.
You need the math book or the English book. That shit was thick.
Yeah. All right, but wait.
Anyway, let me get back to
real quick. I want to let y'all know that's my nigga Derek talking, my nigga Duvall talking. I'm saying my nigga Matt on this bitch. You know, 5-Boy Young in this bitch. We going to continue with the motherfucking stories. You feel what I'm saying? You heard? Now, what happened with that? What happened?
Yeah. So I'm here, though, right?
Let's get back to this VHS.
And I was getting ready to get it, and it's not there. So I go downstairs, and my mom's sitting on the couch, and she got the remote in her hand already, ready to press play.
Boner jam.
So I'm like,
God damn it, then.
I know that this motherfucker has it. So I sit on the love seat.
Was it taped over something good? Vacation to Disney something like
that? It was like satellite dish porn.
See, that's where you fucked up.
Where
you fucked up because moms always know when you want something.
Yeah.
You came downstairs like,
right, it's
looking around.
This shit is boner jams.
Like, where's my holy grail? Where are the boner jams part 3? It was part 3, by the way. But anyway.
You had what, part 1 and 2?
Yeah, that was only part 3. So I'm sitting on the love seat.
I had big booty bitches.
And my mom goes, you want me to tell me, what this is? And she presses play. This is people going to town on the big screen. Like, big screen back.
Do you want to tell me what this is? Mom, you know what it is.
Back in the early 2000s, you know, one of the big screens, but they have the thick-ass bag. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's boner jams.
Boner jams volume. Volume 3.
I go, Jules, do you know what this is? Porn. Where'd you get it? Well, it's mine, you know. So,
but see that takes.
So
like you're like you gonna give up the porn connect.
Full circle, right?
That was Tuesday, Titty Mac.
I go back 1 week later because I knew where my dad's porn stash was. Top sock drawer. That's all your porn.
Sorry,
so
Dad.
I go in there and I find Boner Jams 3. It's in the sock drawer.
Boner Jams.
And I put it back in my VCR. Remembered where the placement was so I could rewind it. But these motherfuckers had watched past 3 episodes what my mom had shown me on the TV. So y'all motherfuckers watched Boner Jams Part 3. I know y'all did.
Boner Jams Part 3.
Y'all watched Boner Jams Part 3. You definitely did because I used to take it back out of the drawer, watch it, and rewind it.
Okay.
I know you watched
it. Dead ass, yo.
Shorty's watching Boner Jams Part 3.
Yeah.
David's watching Boner Jams Part 3.
Yeah.
Shorty getting busy and it wasn't on me. I had to use my hands so you know it's on me.
Hold on.
I was gonna be my dick.
Hold on.
And you know it would stop.
Yeah.
For about 3 minutes. Boner Jams, Volume 3, 3 minutes. That's all I need. It's on me.
My right, you ain't lying.
Hold on.
You tripping?
Hold on.
Why you take the Boner Jams? I need the vision.
Yep.
Boner Jams, Part 3. Whoa. Boner Jams, Part 3.
Yo, we doing songs for the podcast?
Word. No, I was fucking up intermission. You know what I'm saying?
No, my bad.
He said, no.
He's like, there's only one take. No.
Boner Jams, Volume 3. Part 3. Whatever you want to call it. But the Boner Jams is popping.
No, that
Mom
means,
should
no,
never wig, took that, though.
No, yo, she took it no, and then watched it.
No, Wig. Here's where Wig fucked up. One, my nigga.
I mentioned that jizz off, though. That was under there, too. She didn't touch that.
Boner Jams.
She touched the jigsaw. That was still under there.
This is where Wick.
It was moved.
This is where Wick fucked up total.
It was that ankle.
My man didn't put the tape in another case.
No, it was in no case. It was just under the bed.
Exactly. If you'd have put it in Indian in the cupboard,
I'm gonna put it in Hercules.
Some shit, right? You gotta put the shit in cases that don't look like. Hey, your mom ain't gonna go look at no Ninja Turtles VHS.
Exactly. I do every day.
Like, I'm just saying, but like.
I mean, not at that point, anyway.
How old were you when this happened?
Bro, I would say probably.
All right.
I would say probably like 15.
So while we're on the topic, have you ever accidentally wandered into something that you shouldn't have?
Don't even bring it up.
Yeah, we're going there.
Traumatic childhood.
Alright, so you guys talk about something else real quick while I take a piss, because this is a story.
Well, the first time I ever seen...
Traumatic.
Something traumatic, like, I wasn't ready for.
Like, yeah, but what's traumatic in your... Yeah, like,
what's traumatic to me?
Tell me.
Was the first time not willingly, unknowingly seeing Pain Olympics.
Ooh, like the BME?
Yeah.
That shit was rough.
Where the dude chopped his dick off. And then pulled his nutsack out.
That's what I'm saying. That meme of basically like the you know, the sea water hitting the person in the face, and it's like just like BME, Pain Olympics, Blue Waffle, all that. Like, that describes our childhood so much.
I'm at this motherfucker's house, Wig. Right? I'm at Wig's crib. We sitting there. Now, I think we were like maybe 12. He had just had a bunch of people over for his birthday. Motherfuckers crashed there. We was playing pool and shit all night. So we woke up the next day. It was like maybe 5 of us there. And Wig was like, yo, y'all want to see something funny and shit? Y'all ever heard of Pain Olympics? He was like, nah. I was like, what's Pain Olympics? He's like, yo, it's just like a video. It was like people getting fucked up, like doing sport and shit. So I'm thinking like somebody.
Oh, got him.
So I'm thinking like.
That's the ultimate like fucking teenage troll at that point. Like, you don't know what's going on. Like, mind that's not internet.
Look
troll.
Under there, underwear. You fucking idiot.
Got him.
So I'm sitting there front row and center. I'm waiting to see these motherfuckers snap kneecaps out of place and shit.
Oh, God. So, it was so much worse.
Right, so then the shit came up, BME, Pain Olympics. Right, the fucking... Whoever was
like a goddamn, like, WWE, like, intermission fucking...
Yo. Whoever was on that lead guitar was going through some shit that day. Yikes. And he, like, he was just, and my man just started hacking, and I remember I screamed. And
if y'all don't know what the Paint Olympic is, look it up.
No, don't.
That's old school internet. If you're curious, look it up.
There's three things in life that you must stay away from while on the internet. Paint Olympics. One, Mr. Hands. Two. And by all means, the nigga that had the glass jar of his ass.
No. One man, one jar.
Yeah, it was
a Beast Brutality,
whatever the fuck we was.
BrunoBeast.com.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Beast.
Don't go to it.
Bruno Beast, is this a...
Yo, we used to sell sensational... Yo, oh, Bill Geininger used to sell sensational soaps for BrunoBeast.com. And it's a website where women have sex with animals.
That's disgusting.
But we used to prank
call to make old people go to this website. Because they ordered sensational soaps from Bill Geininger. And they would go to BrunoBeast.com and what the fuck are you looking at?
Yo, the time we got my foster dad,
that was bad, like
shit ever, bro.
I prank called my foster dad.
So Magus on the phone, he's like, yeah, this is Bill Geininger from BrunoBeast.com selling you sensational soaps.
I already got it.
So my fucking foster dad, like, oh, whoa, what do you mean, what soaps? What's going on? So we like, you know, man, like, it's sensational soaps, you know, all types of flavors.
This is like dial-up internet still.
Did you
like,
not hear me? It's sensational.
This was like still, this was like dial-up man, internet. Man. Or like just after dial-up internet.
So he telling me, 2G. You gotta go to BrunoBeast.com to get this. So we on the phone and shit. I'm over here dying because he really entertaining, man. Like, yeah, you know, whatever. And I know Mr. Sam. He's, you know, rest in peace. So he was a motherfucker that he don't play none of that shit, right? So,
y'all fucked this whole month up,
right? So finally he's like, I'm getting on the internet right now. I'm going on.
I'm going down to BrunoBeast.com. Yeah.
So
got him.
So Matt's like, started spelling the shit for him, so he can know how to. He's like, well, how you spell it? So,
he's getting to the right place.
So boom. He gets to BrunoBeast.com, and now you're on the other side of the phone. What the fuck kind of shit is this? What the fuck is going on?
What's going on? That's the first question the OA asks. Hey, yo, what the fuck is going on out here?
So man's like, you see the sensational zone?
It's sensational, motherfucker.
So he like, I don't see no goddamn soaps just fucking going on.
That's how you know he old fucking. Better not be upstairs in my house fucking.
All right, we're going to get back to the fucking real quick. We said we were going to start this with, we were going to talk about females.
Oh, yeah.
And counterparts. We're talking about females. Back to your foster home, John.
Yeah, I don't know how we were.
So, yes, that was
real deep.
I don't know how we. That was an extreme engine. Sidebar.
Sidebar. Woo. Boom. So, you know, I'm fucking with Shorty and all that, whatever. And she would do some crazy shit. Like I said, you know, sending the panties in the mail and all that.
Okay.
And I remember this one night. It was Halloween night, right? So, you know, I'm still trick-or-treating. You know, I'm 15. I'm trying to get that fucking candy.
You still trick-or-treating at 15?
You goddamn right. Nigga.
I mean, I'm trying to, too. Like,
nigga, I had... Yo,
if there's candy to
the well, you were like yeah. 5, too.
Thank you.
I'm short as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
They're not going to question
you. I didn't have no beard or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I had the scream mask.
But he had the strap.
He said, how old are you, sir? I'm this many.
He didn't have the beard.
I'm this many.
See, the thing is, he didn't have the beard, but he still had the strap.
I definitely had the strap.
Right, so, and the word.
Give me your mic.
You had a connected strap at 15?
I definitely had the strap, bro. Like, it was damn, it was not lucky bastard. I actually,
I wouldn't say it's lucky in a way, but
no, at the time, to be specific, I had the 32. I had the 32 joint, the 6-shot, you know what I mean? It was nice. It was a beautiful thing.
You got that
thing.
Hooker gun.
Right, I had that shit, you know what I mean? So,
T-Wag will turn tricks.
Right, you feel me? So, boom.
He got the hooker one. He keeps giving his long socks.
This is when I knew
this is when I knew at the time that, like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, damn, I fucking love this bitch. Mm. And I mean, at 15, I knew I was in love with this bitch. Mm. We trick-or-treating and shit. We sliding around. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, because I ain't gonna lie. In between this time and the time that I met her, I had got my dick sucked a couple times. And I had never had that before.
I never had that before.
That was an honest.
I had never had that before. So, at the time, you know, while we trick-or-treating, I'm spitting G in her ear trying to get my dick sucked. Like, you know, whatever. So, boom. We end up in this fucking somebody fucking backyard. Now, you know, out there where I was at, it was like Whiteville. There was no motherfucking streets or whatever, you know what I mean, like sidewalks and shit like that. So it's just
cul-de-sac,
just roads and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So boom, we fucking behind this motherfucking house, big ass house, had a pool and shit in the backyard and all that shit, you know what I mean. And she like
was this girl white, Spanish?
Yeah, she's white girl. She white girl. You know what I mean? I
don't see Philly.
That. No, this was not in Philly. You know what I mean? This is another place at another time in my life.
We're not from around here.
We're not from around here. You know what I'm saying? So, she tells me, you know, she wanna fuck. So, I'm like, that shit blew my mind. I'm like, God damn, she wanna fuck.
God damn it, girl. Straight past the dick suck.
Straight past the dick suck. So, now I'm boning this bitch behind the pool in the motherfucking middle of the night. It's like 10 o'clock in the night. Mind you, I'm past curfew. I was supposed to be home at 9.
And I'm right, just, when them streetlights came on.
Yeah, because my foster mom, she wasn't playing that shit. So I'm like, fuck all of this shit.
Once again, sorry to you, foster mom.
So I love you, Miss Sarah. I'm getting pussy. I said, listen, I'm getting pussy. You know what I mean? This probably about, you know what I mean, maybe I want to say I'm 15. Okay, 15. See, this is probably about like my fourth time getting some pussy. So I'm excited than a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like the first couple of times, you know, you fuck up. You don't know which
one. Right, you fuck up real.
So I'm like, first of all.
It's like you're in
the. Yeah,
like,
you know.
It gets warm and you're gone.
I'm like,
you ain't got your rhythm down.
Yeah,
it gets warm and you're gone.
All right, because here's something that I've been wanting to talk about. Since before, I've been wanting to talk about this. All right. So, once again, we said at the beginning of this, no offense, but women are a lot better off than men. Just off the bat, let me tell you this. Why?
You gotta elaborate.
Because.
Elaborate, please do.
Because at no point can I work a 40-hour work week, take my motherfucking drawers off, and sell them online to some motherfucker for $60.
Y'all, that's pimping. That's pimping.
Patreon. If you want to see my Patreon, I cut the grass today. Y'all cut the grass today. #Patreon. Patreon. _M_Wiggles. I haven't made it yet, but I will. So if you want to cut the grass and send me to them.
Ask me to cut the grass.com.
Yeah, but there's no
more. Ask for the grass.com.
But you see, the reason why there's no market like that for men is because men are nasty.
No,
shit.
Oh, yeah, we overpopulated.
Right.
No, yeah. No. Dick pics, unsolicited dick pics.
There's some dude
have ruined our market.
All right. On some real shit. How many unsolicited dick pics have you sent? Unsolicited.
Like they didn't know it was coming.
Right, unsolicited. Like
none.
No, none. No,
as,
coming. Like
as far
none.
As I know,
none.
Maybe one.
I guess say zero.
Nigga, that's cyber rape.
That's cyber rape.
Yo, like, you want to how many?
How many
what? Unsolicited
dick pics. Do you think
you
did,
for no? You didn't know what's coming.
Have you ever just sent a dick out?
Like,
you going fishing?
Just,
out of my
was
whole
you
life?
Just texting a bitch and you were like, oh yeah, fishing, and she was like,
I'm gonna
hey,
go
what's
fishing.
Up? And you're like, yeah, dick pic.
I mean, honestly, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Only 3 times.
Three? All right, that's not bad.
That's three more than I've done. So.
Yeah, and you know, I always
you gotta have balls to do that.
I always put the cash in.
Like, you gotta have that right angle. You gotta have the right light.
God. But this is the remix.
You think all of you
this the remix to Ignition? Hot and fresh out the kitchen. So I always hit him with the. I don't normally do this,
but you all picked up my dick.
I don't even say that. I just say I don't normally do this.
But yeah, how do you? There is no real way to ask a woman if she wants to see a picture of
you. You don't ask her. You just send the shit.
You just said, hey, he's a dick.
Listen.
You got the solid three angles.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Is
top down, sideways, from the butt.
And the ball.
Sometimes you're pressured to send a dick because how many times have you fucked with a chick and during the day you chilling? Like, for example, you know, recently when we were chilling, I just got a, you know, saying.
You're right.
You know, like, shit just happens. Like, you're just like, oh, shit. Ooh. Oh. Party foul. But,
give me your hand.
Bitch.
Put out your hand.
But
just listen to this. This is punishment for spilling beer on the floor. We don't even.
Ow! I ain't slapping that man's hand.
Yeah, thank you. Swipe. See, I feel like this is the point in history where we've begun to forgive.
No. Hold no. On, I vote for some shit. Because you still haven't wiped it up yet. So I'm not.
We can I'm move forward now.
I will not wipe. I will not whip that man's hand.
I did.
For yeah, 400 of course, years, yeah, of course you will. Us, I will not whip.
Motherfucker, you spilled beer on my carpet. So you're going to get
motherfucker, I paid for this.
Yeah, I got a good one for you. How many times have you said, I got a good one for y'all. How many times have you almost sent a dick to the wrong person?
Ooh.
Twice.
Not to your homeboy. Yeah.
Honest, no. Just not to
the wrong. Yo, some real shit. Another man that you'll hear on this podcast, I swipe left on accident. And
no, but here's the thing.
I saw an unsolicited dick pic. Bullshit.
No, but, all right, look at it this way. All right, maybe you're fucking
I saw an unsolicited
with
one.
With a girl that her name is you know...
with a s and then a s.
I know I can't think of any. Her name is Christine, and you also have another friend named Christine, or maybe a coworker named Christine.
With a K.
Also, and maybe you got real close to sending said unsolicited pic.
It happened twice, and like you got to cover your ass.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta dig deep.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Hey, how do you
cover your ass and that's it, without looking like a homosexual? Like,
but you say no. Hey, thinking about you.
Oh, sorry. That was my friend.
Yo,
if I ever did it, I would just call and panic. Hey, that shit I just sent you?
Don't I lied. Open it. Yo, I lied. I sent one unsolicited dick pic, but it wasn't my own dick.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So well, that's weird. That's super so weird. Thing.
No. Other people. It gets better. It gets better. So I had this manager.
Who lended you a dick?
So I had this. Google.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this manager, and I don't know, I guess he felt some type of way. But anyway, the one day, I was like, yo, I'm about to freak this motherfucker out and send him a dick pic. So I went out on my break. Fucking Google the dick pic randomly from Google. It was a veiny, triumphant bastard.
Ooh.
Shout out Superbad.
Superbad.
And I sent it to him, and I was like, anybody who's inside, like, you gotta make sure you see his reaction when he opens up his phone, because he's on his phone all day. So he opened up his phone, and he got this unsolicited Google dick pic from me, and he got up and he power walked out of the building to his car.
Aww. Yes.
So he came back. And like, I'm like going through
my homophobic
mind, going
plus
through my mind
29.
Now. I was like, can I get fired for this? Like, can I get in trouble for doing this? So I go and apologize to him, and he's tight. He goes, I know that wasn't meant for me. I go, how do you know? He goes, because you apologized and said you meant to send it to your girlfriend, but you haven't texted me in like 4 months, and you definitely texted. And you definitely text your girlfriend today, so I know you didn't mean to send it to me. I was like, oh, you got me. And, like, I used to be able to get off, like, doing what I needed to do at work to do some random bullshit.
You get off at work?
And that day, no, I never did. But I did stage that one time at Wegmans. Oh, shout out Wegmans. But anyway.
But y'all niggas got to come down on the prices when you're about to roast things.
Right, but anyway.
Macaroni and cheese, $13.50.
But anyway,
fuck
out of
here.
He goes, I know that wasn't meant for me. That was for your, like, that was for your girlfriend. I was like, oh. And then he was mad at me, so he changed me from one task to another at work. So that fucked me over. But Wegman, speaking of,
that was very gay.
They put
no
mad
offense.
Fucking, No, there's all offense. I'm sorry.
All offense taken.
So at Wegmans, they had like complimentary lotion and Axe body spray and fucking tissues. Who in the men's room. So, bro, so I took the stack of tissues and the lotion and I put it in the cripple stall at work. That's what I call it.
Very fucked up.
That's the power pooper. And,
the shit with the rails?
Yeah, that's the power pooper, bro.
Why are you doing that?
That's fucked up.
Bro, sometimes I need some room. There's nobody.
We will talk about another part of this, but first, we've reached the 30-minute mark in our segment. So, we're going to do some unfortunate trivia. Some dumber than the show trivia.
Right.
Okay?
What are we doing?
Obviously, this is going to be hip-hop based because...
I don't have a buzzer.
Y'all niggas just...
I don't have a buzzer.
No, it's ultimately for... well, we're just going to put Duvall on the spot for this one because fuck it.
Okay.
Okay. Not to pick on the...
Okay.
Okay. Not to pick on the black guy or anything. Okay. Okay. You are going to have 1 minute to answer as many questions.
Money.
I wish I as you can.
Fucking money.
All right, I'll give you $5 if
for each question you answer right, you will receive $1 out of a match.
No,
I was gonna say where to go at.
Okay, Matt, if you could please pull up your phone and give us a timer of 1 minute.
My fucking phone's recording some shit.
Okay, so. Okay, Duvall, if you could please pull up a timer of one.
My phone's a little busy.
Minute.
All right, we're gonna say 6 or more questions correct. You win $5.
Okay.
Any more than that, handshake.
All right,
let me know when to start this time.
3, 2, 1,
go.
Okay.
Who is the legendary Memphis rap group who won an Academy Award for a Best Original in 2006?
3-6 Mafia.
That is correct.
Sipping on some scissors. Word. Sipping.
Okay. Who gave us these lyrics? In a street brawl, I strike men quicker than lightning. You seen what happened, my last fight friend. All right, then.
You need to learn how
that
to
That sound
read.
Like Big L.
That is Big L. Correct.
Damn.
God damn it, Dan.
2 for 2. Keep it going.
What was the name of Jay-Z's first album?
Reasonable Doubt.
Mm.
Correct. Oh, correct. Correct. This rapper was born O'Shea Jackson.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube.
God next. Geez. We're on 4.
Right, round 4.
5 for 5. How much time you got left?
8 seconds.
Oh.
8 goddamn seconds.
Read. Last
Before
question.
Dizzy Rascal went pop, he was a major player in the UK hip-hop scene. What was the name of his Mercury Music Prize-winning debut album?
That's grime rap, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
This
don't
motherfucker think... didn't even read a race, so we're going to give you one more question to make called... $5.
Boy in the counter.
Yeah. All right, give him a question.
I don't know nothing about grime.
Mm-hmm. All right, 5 for 5.
No, they didn't give me a good enough. I'm sorry. What record label did Hobson sign before he created Funk Volume with Dame Ritter?
That was Strange Music.
Nope, that was Ruthless Records.
Ruthless Records?
Yes.
Like Eazy-E Ruthless Records?
Guess who doesn't have to give out $5?
I thought it was Strange Music. I don't listen
yeah,
to that.
Yeah,
with Strange Music, Heavy Tech 9.
I don't listen to that weird ass.
$5 Fridays.
I'll kill you, slice you, hit you, slap you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Like, no, nigga.
All right, just as a
caveat, the deluxe edition of the 30 Seconds to Mars album, This Is War, featured a track, Hurricane, a version of the Hurricane track with input from
nigga,
which
bro,
rapper?
You good?
No, I'm sorry. They
can
were
you
these
read that again?
All right.
This nigga Derek
seconds.
Had a stroke.
Are you good?
30 Seconds to Mars.
That's Jared Leto's group, but I don't listen to them. That's a rock group.
Well, then.
I know who's in the band, though.
Which track did they feature on the record Hurricane?
I don't know. It's rock.
Kanye West.
30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. That he would work with them.
Yeah.
I can see him and Jared Leto in the studio doing ketamine.
Doing ketamine.
Y'all want to enslave some small white
people? Why are you coming back or are you still out there floating?
Listen, bro.
That nigga drunk.
He's floating.
I've been drunk. I've been drunk a long time ago, but that's not the point. The point is I was letting you guys rock.
Rock.
You know what I'm saying? But the main point that my man Derek brought up about women, one thing I feel like is that we as men don't fully understand them the right way.
Explain.
The reason why I say this is because we're on two different wavelengths.
Yes.
Number one, like I was getting to the story about, you know what I mean? Me, I'm just trying to get a dick sex. She wanna fuck. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm gonna get up into the pussy. So that's what I do. Next thing you know, motherfuckers out on the porch. They got lights and shit. I thought motherfucking goddamn me, KKK was coming for us. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I thought I was gonna be hanging like Emmett Till or some shit. You know what I mean? Fucking with a white girl behind a white pool and behind a white neighborhood. It looked real for me. I got scared. My dick shriveled up. Whatever. That's a whole nother story. But
how did we get...
No. We're going to keep rolling. I'm
letting you know from beginning to end.
It was how he started off. We're on different wavelengths. Like
I feel like that was just a ruse for T.Y. to put into this podcast that, like, he giving a groovy groove. My shit like a fucking elephant.
If y'all didn't hear the piano in the background, how he started, it was doo-doo-doo-doo. Nick said, see, it's the thing with men and women. We on different wavelengths. Like, maybe. I was in this white neighborhood. Like, nigga, baby, what that got to do? I thought we was getting ready.
We get to that shit, nigga.
All right, so explain.
Step to it.
So explain to me this whole Venus and Mars concept with men and women.
The Venus and Mars complex, right? All right, you want to get into it. All right, boom. So, niggas, we like hamburgers with cheese, pickles. Okay. You know what I mean? Some lettuce, maybe some onions, whatever your motherfucking preference is.
Gotcha.
Bitches want a hot dog. That's just a fact. They want the Frankfurters. They want the motherfucking Johns.
I mean, I can't show you the world, but...
But I can show you this. Right.
I thought maybe more so along the lines like they just want some ribs and some really good potato salad. Cause what I'm trying to say is they want...
Yo, do you put... celery and potato salad.
Nigga, I don't eat potato salad.
You fucking crazy.
What the fuck is celery? Crazy. That's
crazy. I don't like mayonnaise.
You gotta eat my potato
salad. You gotta eat,
I don't like mayonnaise with tuna. I ain't trying to have no fucking,
I ain't trying to have no racism. Listen,
you a Miracle Whip ass.
I don't even like Miracle Whip. I don't fuck Miracle Whip, mayonnaise, pickles, mustard, none of that shit. There's two condiments in this world that count. Ketchup and nacho cheese. And ooh! Yes, nacho cheese is a motherfucking
that
condiment.
That sure as fuck is a
condiment. It's a condiment.
Yes.
It's a condiment.
And it should be in every fucking store in a squeezy bottle.
Bro, melted cheese is a condiment.
Nacho
cheese.
Lactose intolerant, but I love nacho cheese.
It's a condiment.
That's my shit.
Hey, Meg Wigopolsky here. Shout out lactose intolerance, but love nacho cheese.
It's no joke. If you want to shit your brains out, have at it. If not, take some medicine.
For Wig's birthday next year, we should indulge.
Bro, give me a fucking can of cheese. And a fucking 24 pack of
Nah, I was gonna buy your ass some motherfucking Activia.
It's not Activia. A problem with flowing.
Have you taken shits like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Bro, I don't need to take shits. I take too many shits.
When you told me that you went through a whole roll of toilet paper at work.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Bro, if it's free, it's for me. On some real shit. Like,
it'd be hard as fuck.
If you got free toilet paper, I'm gonna make sure myself's clean. No bullshit. Like, I wanna make sure I'm clean.
As my father used to say, God rest his soul, if you need to use that much toilet paper, you gotta wash your ass.
I mean, they have showers there. I've thought about it before.
Don't shower at work.
Thought about it. Like, you ever walk out of the bathroom, like, disgusted at yourself? Like, damn it, damn.
Damn it, damn. Like, damn it, damn. Damn my shit, god damn it, damn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you for listening to the Smash, Super Smash Podcast Story.
Super Smash Podcast.
Whatever you want to call it, we always say Super Smash on the weekends because we got kids and shit. Well,
I'm
two of
Lenny,
us.
Motherfucker.
But,
yeah.
Hey, it's Duval. Yeah. T.Y., it's Derek, it's Wig. Tune in next episode. We're going to talk about some more shit. Hey, peace out. One love, y'all.
Gotta ain't the man anymore. Yeah. Say, gotta ain't the man anymore. Yeah. Yeah. We run around the hood, looking for a war. Yeah. And I'm drinking on this shit, it ain't no water.